Isaiah 58. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion, and to the house of Jacob their sins. That's probably part of the reason that so many people are so upset about the protesters who are kneeling. They kneel and reveal our rebellion. Because with hypocrisy, there is rebellion. And people do not like to be shown their rebellion. Declare to my people their rebellion. We're told to do that. Can you imagine Christians being upset with protesters for kneeling and in so doing revealing our rebellion and getting upset with them for doing the very thing that God tells us to do? I'm not saying or even suggesting that everyone who kneels is a Christian. I am saying that when our wrong, when our rebellion is pointed out to us, those of us who are Christians, along with the protesters, should be simply saying, our rebellion has got to stop. How many of these people are showing up our rebellion and doing a much better job of complying with God's commands, even though some of them are not Christians, than the ones who are Christians who get upset? Because God has someone who points out the rebellion of the hypocrisy. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? They say they've humbled themselves, and they're focusing on the fact that they have fasted. We fast for a purpose. Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. They've talked about how they fasted and how they've humbled themselves. God is pointing out how the business leaders, the employers, were exploiting all their workers. That happens now. That's one of the wrongs that the protesters are protesting. Part of the reason that they're kneeling is because they know that there is a lot of injustice, including in the area of employment. And they're protesting that. They've made it clear that that's one of the things they're protesting. And we have Christians who are okay. They're much more okay with the exploitation of the workers than they are of the kneeling during the national anthem. They listen to their hypocrisy, the hypocrisy of the critics. They're criticizing the protesters for kneeling and protesting against exploitation of the workers. And so what they're saying is, it is much better to have American workers exploited than to have protesters disapprove of the exploitation.